There's a two house there.
Two house?
Yeah, there's two houses.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call something like that a shed or
yes.
two shed, something like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all the same thing, I guess.
Yeah, same thing. It's a tractor shed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got part of my two right down on the tractor shed.
Mm-hmm. You know, before, you're probably familiar with something like this, I don't know, but before people had indoor plumbing, they had to have toilets outside. What did you call that place?
The privy.
That was the privy.
I called it the toilet.
The toilet?
Toilet or privy.
Have you ever heard that people call that anything besides privy or toilet?
No, I haven't.
Some people call it the outhouse, don't they?
Yeah, the outhouse.
That's the same thing?
The same thing.
You said you were brought up on a farm. Tell me about some of the different buildings that you had on your farm, or that people had on their farms around here.
We had the crib, put our corn in, the barn.
Was the crib part of the barn? Well, was it different?
It's been both. We've had that way. My crib now is inside the barn,
mm-hmm.
but we used to have a crib outside the barn.
Mm-hmm.
They put our corn stuff in.
Mm-hmm. Is there
cow sheds and things like that?
Is that where you would put your cows in bad weather, or
yeah, to milk them and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
We don't milk anymore. I got too smart to do that. We just buy it already fixed.
You were talking about a corn crib. Have you ever, are you familiar with a building or a part of a building that people might use to store just grain of any kind, not necessarily corn?
The grain bin.
Grain bin. Mm-hmm. Do people around here have things called granaries?
Let's see, these are, what's the name of these big old round things?
They have them over here on the Sanson Highway, don't they?
Are you talking about silos?
Silos.
You use those to store grain in?
No, silos where you put green stuff in, I believe.
Put what?
Put green stuff.
Oh.
I believe that's what a silo is for. And
I saw a lot of them on up the road here.
Well,
big new ones or low silos?
Well, there's some silos on. There's some, I know, around them deers around Montgomery. I used to hold some baby calves from up there and sell them. And they'd cut their stuff down, chop it up some way, and pile it in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And let it
dry out.
Well, they didn't let it dry out too, but just made you a cow feed.
Yeah.
But that's green stuff. I don't know
what that
is. But they've got grain silos now, you know, put dry grain in.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of them over the country.
Talking about your barn, were there different types of barns, or were just one general purpose type
building? You'd have your stalls inside of the barn, put your mules in to feed them.
What do you call that upper part of the barn?
The loft.
That's the loft. What did you put hay in the loft?
Hay,
or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hay loft.
Talking about hay, after the hay was cut and before it was baled, how was it kept? What did you do with it after you cut it and right before you baled it?
Well, they let it dry in the sun some, and sometimes they stack it.
Stack it?
Well, they did. I don't believe they stacked it and then baled it.
Mm-hmm.
But they just cut it and let it dry in the sun.
What did those haystacks look like? How were they shaped?
You mean when they stacked it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're just big old round stacks of power.
Was it wider
in
the
bottom? And you heard of fodder too, ain't you?
Oh yeah, I've heard of fodder.
Well, I pull a fodder.
Is that right? Is fodder just
some blades of corn.
Yeah.
Corn stalks. Just it started turning yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And if the corn matures pretty well, and pull the air drops down, just as fodder gets ready to turn brown, you know, grab that star at the top of the stove, pull it down, hook just two or three tubs, and get it in your arm, twist the end of it, hang it behind the air in the stove. And then you take about three or four of them, it hang there about a couple of days, and then you go back there and pull up about, take three or four of them and throw in your arm. And get you one some out of so the middle of one of them where it won't dry too much. Pull it around it, cram it under there and tie it in that bundle of fodder.
I don't think I've ever seen that done before.
Well, I've done
that. It sounds like you're familiar with the process.
And never forget, one Sunday evening me and my brother had some pool back over on the field.
Well, yonder back was a large
field. And myself and my brother and myself hadn't been married too long. Mm-hmm. Sunday evening, come up with the egg cloud back yonder. We knew we'd have a father's home ruin. So we grabbed them. And we had me and a brother went to tie it up just what we could and put them to tote and fodder. Tote them bundle fodder. They about, I bet you've never seen a bundle fodder.
Don't think I have.
They're about that big around, and that's what you feed your mule.
Mm-hmm.
Give them so many ears of corn and a bundle of fodder. And that fodder smelled good too, and just
as that right?
Dry. I smell it when it cured. It smells good.
And then you put up a, out in the field, you'd, I wish some of the young people could see what we used to have in the field.
No.
Right there, cut a pole about 10 feet high and dig your hole and put it in it. Get you some a log, cut you some, get some old poles or something, cut around you up where it'd be about that off the ground. You go to throwing that fodder up one time, just hook it down,